Al-Bayan Radio presents A Journey to the Hereafter, presented by Naseem Abdi.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We've spoken previously about the general ways and some specific ways that a person, if he commits certain actions or these certain actions that if a person commits may lead him to being punished in the grave. Today, some more specific actions which the Prophet ﷺ or Allah Azza wa Jalla in the Quran specified that if a person does, then this is an action in the grave. So we'll mention them, just the titles and the headings, without mentioning their proofs in order to save some time. And also, inshallah, the general actions and some specific ones that were mentioned that bring about the reward in the grave. From amongst the things that bring about the person's punishment in the grave, obviously a person committing shirk and kufr, and we know that these are the two worst sins that a person can ever commit, which brings about a punishment in this world, a punishment in the grave, a punishment on the Day of Judgment, a punishment in the hellfire, wal'adhu billah. So a person needs to stay far away from kufr and shirk and always ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for protection from them both. The third, which is also kufr, wal'adhu billah, is an-nifaq, is hypocrisy. So a person needs to ensure that he is a Muslim internally and externally, because the definition of hypocrisy in Islam, the greater hypocrisy, is that the person is actually a non-Muslim, but they act and claim to be a Muslim, but in their hearts, they do not believe. So a person needs to ensure that he is a believer first and foremost in his heart, and then that is personified via his actions. Then you have other things which the Prophet ﷺ spoke about, in many ahadith, and we won't mention the evidences, but generally speaking, al-kadhib, for a person to lie, hajr al-Qur'an ba'da ta'allumihi wa an-nawmu 'an as-salati al-maktuba, for a person that after they learn the Qur'an, they just leave the Qur'an and neglect the Qur'an, and that a person sleeps on the fard prayers, doesn't bother praying. So a person doesn't act via the Qur'an, or doesn't act upon what he learns, and also he leaves the prayer and neglectfully. Look at this, punishment is for the one who sleeps carelessly, even though it's time for prayer, like al-fajr, he doesn't bother waking up. This is not even talking about the one who does not pray at all. How then, if this is the one for the one who might pray, but he just neglects the proper timings of the prayer, how then for the one who, subhanallah, wal'adhu billah, does not pray at all? The next one, aklu riba, the consumption of riba, and that is via eating riba, person taking riba, or a person giving riba, or a person signing on riba. So many ways a person can fall into that sin. A person needs to make sure that he has no aspect of riba whatsoever to the best of his ability in his life. The next is zina, a person committing fornication. Whether they're married or not married, a person needs to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and do his best to stay away from all forms of zina and anything that leads to zina, like looking at haram or looking at things that cause him to go towards haram. Also, another narration, the Prophet ﷺ told us about the men that were being punished in their grave and what was their action that took them there. One of them was that he would not clean himself from his urine. So when he would go to the bathroom, he would not clean himself properly. And obviously, when a person is not purified, he can't worship Allah Azza wa Jalla properly. And so, if you're not worshiping Allah Azza wa Jalla properly, then you're not fulfilling your rights as a Muslim in this world. And so, this leads you to the punishment, wal'adhu billah. And also, the second man that was being punished in this particular hadith was someone who would walk around with spreading news and about other people to others in order to cause fitna and namima. Another person also can be punished for al-ghiba, for backbiting other people, even though it may be true. And backbiting in Islam is not that wallah, I'll say it to his face. This is backbiting in the English language. Backbiting in Islam, al-ghiba, is that you say about your brother that which he does not like, even if it may be true. Maybe someone is a bit overweight, you say, wallah, this person's fat. A person sleeps a lot, you say, wallah, this person, all they do is sleep. Even though it may be true, but they don't like you saying that about them, and they try their best to conceal it, or it's not something that they can control, like a person maybe being too tall or too short, and you go and you tease them about that, or you talk to them about that, or you talk to others about that, and this is something that brings about the punishment in the grave. Also, for a person to wear clothes past the ankles out of pride, this is something that brings, for men obviously, for women they're meant to wear clothes past the ankles and cover their feet, but for men who wear clothes past the ankles and do so out of pride, this brings about the punishment of Allah in this dunya and in the grave and in the hereafter. Also, yani harming others with your tongue, إِذَاءُ النَّاسِ بِاللِّسَانِ, harming others with the tongue brings about the punishment of Allah, which it may be for you backbiting people or slandering people, but also you talking badly towards people, etc. This is a means of getting sins, and there could be major sins that could be punishable in the grave. Also, you or a person holding an animal or punishing an animal or entrapping an animal and not allowing it to eat, not allowing it to provide for itself or for Allah to provide for it in the open. When you entrap this animal or you keep it caged and you do not feed it, and it's a form of punishment, this brings about the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also, a person purposely not paying back their debts, they may have debts and they purposely do not pay these debts back, this person could be punished in the grave, as happened at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, purposely leaving of debts. This is a major sin. If you're able to and you do not do and you die upon it, this can bring about the punishment of Allah. Moving away, generally speaking, from the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal brings about ma'ishat and dunka. And in some narrations, the Prophet said that ma'ishat and dunka is adab al-qabr, or part of its meaning is the punishment in the grave. Another thing that brings about the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is when you either tell people to cry and wail for you after you die. And this happens in some cultures where they tell people, make sure when I die you cry for me and you wail for me and you do this and you do that. And this brings about the punishment of the grave. Or if you know people are going to do this and you do not do your best to stop them. So you know that maybe a person is sick and that when he dies his mother or his wife or his children are going to cry and wail and hit their cheeks and rip their shirts, etc. And you don't talk, and you do not do munkar of this. You do not do nahi an munkar. You do not do. You do not forbid the evil regarding this. This is a means for a person to get punished. As we mentioned, all of these have their evidences, but in just for time, we are not mentioning them, but rather we are saying them generally. A person who breaks his fast in Ramadan with no proper Islamic excuse, this brings about the punishment in the grave, as came in some narrations. A woman who does not breastfeed her children and prevents them from nutrition from when they are young with no proper excuse. This woman also is a woman or a person that is punished in their grave if Allah chooses not to forgive them and have mercy on them. Homosexuality is another act which brings about the punishment of Allah Azza wa Jal in the grave. Theft is another punishment that is brought about, is another action which brings about the punishment of Allah Azza wa Jalla in the grave. And finally, from what's mentioned in the book that we're going through, رِحْرَةٌ إِلَى الدَّارِ الْآخِرَةِ, a trip through the hereafter. The last particular sin, number 22, is telling people to do good and you not doing it yourself. You telling people to do good actions and you don't do those good actions, or you told the people to stay away from bad, but you commit that bad yourself. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from all of these bad traits. As for the actions which bring about a person's reward in the grave and blessings in the grave, then obviously, as we said, and these are general, is proper belief and proper taqwa, proper fear of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and proper piety, and al-amal al-salih, and the good actions from salah and siyam and sadaqah and Quran, etc. These good, being good to your parents, etc. All of these are good deeds. Also, to be upright, and we spoke about these previously, that being upright in this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will allow you to be upright and answer the questions properly in the grave. From the other good deeds that bring about the reward in the grave is martyrdom, for a person to die in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Obviously, this is when martyrdom is proper, but not when a person thinks simply that this war is good, so I'm going to go there, but rather when Islam says that the war is good, then this, and a person dies in that war and he chooses martyrdom that way, then he gets rewarded in his grave. Also, a person who dies a shaheed other in other than war. So for example, a person who died with a sickness in his stomach, this person becomes a shaheed, but not the same shaheed that dies in war, rather shaheed that dies out of war. Another one that gets rewarded in his grave is a murabit, who's another person who fights in the path of Allah Azza wa Jalla, but he's protecting the borders of the lands of the Muslims from the enemies of Islam. Reading Surah Tabarak, yani Surah Al-Mulk, Tabarak alladhi biyadihi al-mulk. This reading this every night brings about the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, protection in the grave. For a person, this is a big one, for a person to stay away for the reasons of punishment. So just like we mentioned all of those punishments or reasons, actions that bring about the punishment of Allah Azza wa Jal, for you to stay away from them. For a person to sincerely repent to Allah Azza wa Jal before or at the time of death, not when the soul has reached the throat, then it's too late, repentance is too late. But before that time brings about the forgiveness and mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. For a person to die the night or the day of Jumu'ah. And the night comes before the day. So what we would say in English, Thursday night from Maghrib until Friday at Maghrib time. That 24 hours, so the day of Jumu'ah and the night which precedes the day. If a person dies in that, this is a means for a person to be saved from the punishment in the hellfire. Dua for a person to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he saves him from the punishment of the grave, especially the adhkar mentioned in the salawat. Especially the adhkar mentioned in the salawat, this is something that we do 5 times a day minimally, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from the punishment of the grave. Say it sincerely and truthfully and understand what you're saying, so that inshallah that hadith can also be beneficial to you. Also finally, for a person to drink ma' zamzam, drink the water of zamzam, with the intention of and asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save him from the punishment of the grave, because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and this is what the Shaykh has mentioned, because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, ma' wa zamzamin liman shuriba lahu, the water of zamzam is for whatever it's drank for. So if a person intends to drink zamzam for cure, then inshallah be a cure. If he drinks zamzam with the intention of increasing in knowledge, and this inshallah will be what it's for. And the Shaykh is mentioning that this can also be used for seeking refuge from Adhab al-Qabr. So these are some of the actions that bring about the punishment in the grave, and there are general ones and specific ones, and some of the actions which bring about the protection in the grave. We look to learn these actions so we can stay away from the bad ones and learn the good ones so we can try our best to implement them. Dear brothers and sisters, Jazakumullah khairan. Please, we remind, spread these lessons, encourage other people to listen to them, download them so that we can share in the benefit and spread them and pass them on. Jazakumullah khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
This program was presented by Al Bayan Radio, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah.